Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome back to another edition of the weekday podcast. Hope you're doing really well. We're super excited you're here. As always, if you find these helpful, if you don't mind, share them with a friend on social media or text message. Just send them to weekdaypodcast.com. And if you're here in the Northeast Georgia area, we'd love to invite you to join us a Sunday here at Sugar Hill Church. This Sunday, we're online only. So if you're listening to this in real time, the week of the 4th of July will be online only at live.sugarhill.church or your major platforms. And then we'll be back the following Sunday in person. Well, today I want to think about this idea of the shift from self to surrender. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8, Paul encourages us to have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Even though Jesus was fully God, he's willing to humble himself. He took on human limitations and he lived a life completely submitted to the Father's will. His entire life and his entire ministry revolved around this one big question: God, what do you want? Think about the examples. At his baptism, he dedicated himself to doing the Father's will. When in temptation in the wilderness, he relied on Scripture to resist the devil's schemes. Even as he's heading to the cross, Jesus prayed, "Not as I will, but as you will." His miracles, his teachings, his parables, they all flowed out of his unwavering commitment to pleasing God the Father. Even as a 12-year-old boy, he understood he must be about his Father's business. Now, the reason why that's such a big deal is because in our world, it constantly tells us to focus on ourselves, what makes us happy, what makes us successful, what makes us popular. But Jesus modeled a radically different way of life, one that was centered on obedience and surrender to God. And as his followers, we're called to adopt that same posture in every single area of our lives. Think about it this way: what would it look like to consistently ask God, "What do you want for my body?" Or for my heart, for my finances, for my mind, for my family, for work, for my spiritual life, for my community, and yes, even my hobbies. Instead of compartmentalizing our faith, we would invite God's will to permeate and to transform every single part of our lives. We would view our bodies as gifts to steward, our money as a tool to bless others, our work as an act of worship, and our relationships as an opportunity to share Christ's love. Seeking and following God's will, it doesn't guarantee a trouble-free life, but it does promise his favor and his blessing. God is not obligated to bless us, but he delights in pouring out his goodness on those who humbly align their lives with his purpose. When we let go of control and we say, "God, I want what you want," we open the door for him to do immeasurably more than we could ask or even imagine. So today, let's choose to follow in his footsteps. Let's lay aside our pride, surrender our plans, and wholeheartedly pursue God's will for every facet of our lives. And as we do, we'll experience the abundant life, that life that Jesus came to give us, a life marked by purpose, peace, and the Father's pleasure. And so today, I want to encourage you to pray this simple prayer: God, what do you want? God, I'm all in. I want to shift from self to surrender. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.